You're listening to Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
Good to have your company and good luck to you if you're playing any form of sport this weekend. We're well into the winter season of so many different codes and an important change for netball in the ACT. It is a really big participation sport, obviously for women, also for men in mixed teams as well. And there's been an organisational change that's been, well, in the works for years now. It means that the men's and women's competitions are going to be effectively brought into one group. And a couple of people who've been working on that, along with others, are with us now. Tamara Weatherburn is 2021 ACT Griffins squad captain. Tamara, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us today.
Also with us is Patrick Cronin, who is ACT Men's and Mixed Netball President, who has been a part of getting this done. Patrick Cronin, hello to you.
G'day, Adam.
So some who play even, as well as those who don't, Tamara, might think, what is the organisational change and how might it change the game I play? How would you reply to that?
Yeah, look, I think this is a really big change for us. You know, women have obviously played netball for a long time. And a question I get asked quite often is, I didn't know men played netball. So this is really big for us.
And people often say that because I see quite a few of them and have previously at Lynham played in a team where there were a few men admittedly stumbling their way through a game of netball. But it's quite obvious if you look at it in the ACT at least that men are involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we've been around for 5 years now and each year we just keep growing in our participation, our member base, and seeing the men take the court each week is real exciting.
Now, what do men add? I mean, I don't want that to be an obvious question, but I think in a sport that has been led by women, that has played on the international stage by women, it's interesting to reflect on that.
Absolutely. There's so much growth and passion for the men's side. At the end of the day, they just want to play.
What do you like about it, Patrick Cronin?
Well, I'm one of the people that kind of started playing social netball and got involved when this association started up a couple of years ago. But it's just I've never been a huge team sport person in my youth. So I did a bit of cycling and all these kind of individual sports, but then realised that there was this opportunity out there to play a team sport with a bunch of other guys that wasn't necessarily the conventional male sport, but just kind of got into it and enjoyed it. And it's athletic and fast-paced and just like any other sport.
Describe how the men being incorporated into netball ACT more broadly is going to happen and why it needs to.
So we've existed as an association for 5 years or re-established as an association. And I guess the pinnacle of our calendar every year is going to the Australian Men's and Mixed Tournament, which is interstate every Easter. But gradually over the last couple of years, we've been working to build our programs and to get involved in things like State League and men's divisions of competition. So having this affiliation is really exciting for us, and we're really thankful to Netball ACT for kind of partnering with us because they've got really established programs and experienced coaches and even officials, managers and things like that, that we're going to benefit from having that experience.
From your perspective, Tamara, how much does the men's side of the comp stand to benefit from women's expertise and knowledge in this sport?
I think it's really great to be partnering up with the men more. I know that even for myself, I've learnt a lot playing from the guys. And I think as both a player and a coach, you know, we want to share our experience and our knowledge with the men and they just soak it up, everything
Do
that
they?
We have to tell them. One thing I've really noticed is from when we started back in 2017, we had a lot of youth male players that were cricketers, they were AFL players, they were basketballers. Now they're netballers. They call themselves netballers. They're proud to tell their friends that they play netball and they're there each week trying to improve their craft.
Patrick Cronin, do you call yourself a netballer first and foremost now?
I do, definitely.
And was that much of a shift?
A little bit. And I mean, it's probably naive to say that there wasn't a stigma around it. You know, particularly for the young guys at school, they only see the girls playing netball and that's changing now. And, you know, some of our younger players have been Australian representatives and Tammy has been as well. But, you know, they're really excited to come every Friday night now and play State League and it's their game. They play netball and they call themselves netballers. So, you know, people my age can call ourselves netballers, but I think it's really exciting that these young guys are getting involved. All the people that I've been involved with in men's netball, not just here in the ACT, but right across Australia, you know, we're doing this in a way that is in no way a threat to women's participation in netball. You know, we're here to grow the game. And, you know, you can look out at Lynham and other places around the ACT on a Saturday and there's young guys playing. So we just want them to have a pathway to continue playing. And if this is the sport that they want to play, then great. We want to have that available to them.
Also, your comment earlier, Tamari, that you've learned some things from your male colleagues playing netball. I'd be interested to know what they are.
I guess the physicality of the game is something that I've really noticed playing in the mixed comp, and it's been something that I've been able to then bring back to the women's game. You know, we're strong, we're fast, we're fierce.
How much does it help tomorrow, the women's codes, the mixed codes, if the men's competition is affiliated in, as it will be?
Yeah, I think anything we can do to be aligned and to be more inclusive and to work together as a whole community is really important. We know that our youth boys have to stop playing at 12 in our junior rep program. And growing up, I had two male netballers playing in my under-11s and under-12s teams. So, you know, it's been around for a really long time now. And so anything we can do to put more teams and more pathways in place for our men is really important.
You hear someone like Canberra Raiders coach Ricky Stewart say something to a journalist about, you know, if you can't have tough conversations with players, you might as well turn to netball. Coach Stewart has since apologised for that. To you first, Patrick, does that sort of comment from a leader like Ricky Stewart have an impact?
I definitely think it has an impact, but I'd say to Ricky, watch some netball games. Like, at any level, it's a tough sport. Tough conversations get had. I've certainly been on the other side of some pretty tough conversations from my coach, and I'm sure Tam has as well, but it's really not helpful to be making comments about different sports that kind of might have some gender bias attached to them. I'm glad to hear he's apologised for that, but it's a really tough sport, just like anything else.
My twin brother badly broke his foot playing netball, and it was a pretty complex injury, and played a lot of AFL as well. So I guess that's an example of the context. Tamara, your response to that issue as it's come up in the last day or two?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was quite disappointing this morning to be seeing this in the media. And I'm, like Pat said, really grateful to hear that he has apologised. But I think if we're looking at what has typically been a women's sport, it's disappointing to hear that and the stereotypes that is then involved around women in sport. We know that, as Pat said, AFLW is a really good example of where we've been growing in women. And it was exciting to see that the AFL Commission announced this week that there would be an AFLW team for every AFL league in the comp. And that's really important. So I think we're paving the way for equality in sport now. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be done in the women's game and for women's sport more broadly. But, you know, I think that these things can be done in parallel. We can support men's netball at the same time as looking after women in sport.